Proclamation number 3570 of 7th of October, 1945. Task of the recipients of the word. On my behalf you shall be active on earth. You shall confess me as your Lord and customer before the world and stand up for me and my name. This is your mission for which I train you, who are direct recipients of my word and who hear my word from the mouth of the recipient. Everyone shall work for me in the coming time, according to his strength and his love for me. And you will all be given the opportunity to do so. Each one will be able to be active in his place and proclaim my word again to those who are in greatest spiritual hardship and are in complete spiritual darkness. Bringing my word to them is a Christian duty. It is a work of neighborly love which is extremely significant, for it can save their souls from ruin. And therefore the offering of my word is to be valued even higher. It is to take precedence over all earthly duties, for the souls no longer have much time left to work on themselves. My word shall show them the path to me so that they will then complete it with my help if they know my will and strive to fulfill it. Spreading my word is your most important task on earth, and you will feel it within yourselves when the time has come for you to speak openly and unabashedly to fellow human beings who are in spiritual hardship. You will feel impelled to enlighten people yourselves, for the great earthly adversity will be the reason for it, which you certainly recognize as a means of education used by my love in order to still save the souls from ruin, but which people cannot recognize as such and therefore despair and quarrel with their fate. And then give them clarification. Speak to them of my never-ending love which wants to win them over. Speak to them of their free will to which I don't impose any constraint, and admonish them to be lovingly active. Advise them to establish the connection with me. Give them light so that the darkness of night will leave them, so that they will gladly and confidently entrust themselves to me myself and I can now influence them with my grace and my strength. Do not leave them to their state of darkness, have mercy on their souls and seek to win them for my kingdom. And your work will be blessed. I myself will be with you and speak through you as soon as you want to be active for me. I will give you the strength to convincingly and understandably offer my word to your fellow human beings. I will guide you to those who are in need and they alone will determine whether they will benefit from my word. And therefore prepare yourselves for your ministry which will be assigned to you in not too long a time. Constantly work on your soul yourselves. Live in love and always remain intimately united with me so that you will be able to work for me and my kingdom, so that you will become suitable and serve me as an instrument on earth. For the adversity is great and the time is short until the end, and countless souls need help which I want to bring to them through you. And therefore be diligently active and wait for my call in order to then comply with it if I need you. Hope and believe, and don't be anxious and despondent, whatever may come, for I know everything and direct everything according to my will, as it has been determined since eternity and as is best for people's souls. But I protect my servants on earth so that they become aware of my strength and fully trust me and are therefore also able to carry out the work for my kingdom. And my blessing accompanies you on all your ways. Amen.